The Rams head to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Who's actually in worse shape? It's pretty close. It's a crossover edition of Locked On Rams with Locked On Saints coming up next.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, Los Angeles Rams and New Orleans Saints fans, to another Locked On crossover Thursday. Locked On Rams visiting Locked On Saints. All right, well, I guess it's the Los Angeles Rams visiting the New Orleans Saints, but you know what I mean. We've got you covered here for Sunday's action between two teams that are, dare I say, a little bit more, that are bad, all right? And no one expected them to be. We appreciate you being here. It's part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We appreciate you, as always, making Locked On Rams and Locked On Saints your first listen of the day, every day. It's Travis Rogers at Travis Rogers on Twitter, host of Locked On Rams, and Ross Jackson at Ross Jackson NOLA, host of Locked On Saints, here to bring you everything you need to know from this matchup. And as always, Crossover Thursday is presented by our friends over at Prize Picks. Super simple. It's the way that daily fantasy should be. We love it. We know that you'll love it as well. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players, choose whether or not they're going to come in at more or less than their Prize Picks projection. You get that right, and you could win up to 10 times your entry. It's that easy. It takes about 60 seconds. As I've been blathering about it, you could have already started your way to walking away for a wealthy, wealthy weekend right ahead of the Thanksgiving week. So make sure you go and check them out. And of course, if you're a first-time user, you can also get a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100 by using the promo code Locked On. That is prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Travis Rogers, yes, host of Locked On Rams. What is the biggest story for these Los Angeles Rams coming into this game?
Well, it's the biggest story. It's the most obvious story. It's the thing that almost felt inevitable at some point this year, and that is that Cooper Kupp got hurt. And it was something that you could almost feel was going to happen at some point. They dodged a bullet a couple of weeks ago against the San Francisco 49ers when he was in the game at a point when the game had long been decided. And there was a near miss, and everybody kind of exhaled, and okay, well, we got away with one right there. And Cooper Kupp is always in the game. He's always taking hits. He doesn't go out of bounds unless it's the time where he shouldn't go out of bounds, and that's when he slides and all these sorts of things. So it's just been one of those sorts of years. And obviously, he gets rolled up against Arizona. He has the high ankle sprain. The Rams announced earlier this week that he is going to get the surgical procedure, the tightrope procedure, which sounds both exhilarating and terrifying at the same time. and so this is a team that has been bad offensively all season long. Really, you can't find a complete game. You can find a quarter here and there where they've been okay to move the ball. But the only thing that has worked for this team offensively has been Cooper Kupp. He accounts for nearly 40% of their offense, which is an insane number. That going into the Arizona game, he accounted for 38% of their offense. So a team that doesn't score, a team that doesn't move the ball very well, and the one person who did those two things is now gone. Where do you go find offense from there? And that's the challenge that Sean McVay has. That's the challenge for whoever the Rams quarterback may be on Sunday has. And I simply don't have the answer because no one else all season long has stepped up.
Wow. So Les Snead calls up Travis Rogers and says, I need you to tell me where to tell Sean McVay to go with the ball outside of Cooper Kupp. And Travis, your answer is?
My answer is turn around and hand it to somebody behind you. Because that
run game, right?
Yeah, the run game has been nowhere at all. But, you know, Ross, I've been saying this on Locked On Rams all week. I think that the Rams' playoff aspirations are up in smoke. I mean, there's a mathematical path, but there isn't a realistic path.
I feel
So I think that what you need to do at this point is to start to evaluate what it is that you actually have that you can use moving forward. And that includes Allen Robinson and Van Jefferson and Tyler Higbee and the running backs, whether it's Kyren Williams, who's finally healthy and came back, see what you have there. I think you got your answers on Cam Akers and Darrell Henderson, but maybe you take a closer look. They're playing not one, not two, not three, but four different third string linemen. So you're starting to look at what who do I want to keep? Who do I want to bring back? So if I'm Les Snead and Sean McVay, we're trying to figure out what to do. I think what I'm doing is I'm starting evaluations for 2023 starting this weekend against New Orleans.
There you go. There you go. And I don't think that is too unfamiliar a sentiment for New Orleans Saints fans either. The biggest story for the New Orleans Saints going into this is the biggest question was going to be, will the New Orleans Saints start Andy Dalton or would they go back to Jameis Winston? Dennis Allen told us today on his conference call that they're moving forward with Andy Dalton and basically said, hey, listen, if we make a change from that, we'll tell you. So it seems that that's where they're going to go for the rest of the season. And
you
so
like that decision?
I don't. I really don't. I mean, unless it has to do with Jameis Winston's health, right? But you can't tell me he's not 100% healthy and then also not put him on the injury report. Like, these are weird, you know, kind of weird things that we're watching going on here down here. And so, you know, I don't like it. I think that the Saints should be going with Jameis Winston. And I think that if he's healthy enough to go, and that might not fix all your problems, that might not get you back into that realistic playoff conversation beyond the mathematic equations. But at least it brings you something that this offense hasn't had since Andy Dalton has been the starter. So for me, when I look at the biggest story here, it's how does this decision again end up impacting what the Saints offense is going to look like in 2023? Because rolling with Andy Dalton, who has given you flat offense over the course of the past few weeks, that could mean you're out as a one and done head coach by the time that this is all done. Because as you know, every head coach, first year head coach, their success is almost completely affixed to the quarterback that they choose. This is now the second time that he's chosen Andy Dalton. What does that mean for him going forward?
Yeah, it's interesting. The good news is, I guess, is that if they can find offense, whether it's Andy Dalton or whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill or whoever they decide to use, if you can score two touchdowns, you're going to be in pretty good shape. you don't have to get to 30 points to feel like you got a chance to win this. 16 may be the magic number. So, yeah, but the quarterback aside, the bar may be pretty low to clear.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And I understand the sentiment, too, that a lot of New Orleans Saints fans have had about, look, Jameis Winston's dealing with injury. He's, you know, still just barely 1 year beyond the ACL tear. He had the four fractures in his back to open the season. He had an additional hip and ankle injury. All these other things that he's dealt with, or foot injury, excuse me, is putting him out there behind your backup center and backup, you know, into your offensive line and backup left tackle. Really a smart choice against Aaron Donald, but that pass rush in Los Angeles hasn't been what everyone thinks it is.
It has not been. The Aaron Donald has been, by human standards, he's been fine. By Aaron Donald standards, he has not been Aaron Donald. He just simply has not. And there's a variety of explanations for that. The most obvious one, and the one that I attribute the most logical one, is there's no one else that's putting pressure on the quarterback. Right. So as good as Aaron Donald is and as special of a player as he is, if he's doubled and sometimes tripled on every single play, he's only going to have so much impact. And whether it's been A'shaun Robinson or it's been Greg Gaines and Leonard Floyd outside, they just haven't been able to get any sort of pressure on that quarterback outside of Aaron Donald. And it just hasn't been there. You mentioned the Saints offensive line. I was talking about this on Locked On Rams on Wednesday, and they will now have their fourth left tackle of the season on against the New Orleans Saints. They are on their fourth left guard. They have used three different centers. They have used four different right guards, and Rob Havenstein on the far right side at right tackle is the only guy that started the season that's been there and more or less played every snap of every game. This is four deep at four positions, and it's not sustainable. So all of the other things we've talked about offensively, whether it's Cooper Kupp or the quarterbacks, that when there's that much turnover up front, good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. 10th different, I believe it'll be the 10th different offensive line combination that the Rams will start
in 10 games.
Yeah, and jeez. Yeah. Yikes. In 10 games really just kind of shook me there. I didn't think about that. And then, you know, the Saints are up there in terms of, you know, they're post five at this point as well. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. But hey, look, if anybody's going to eat here when it comes to this team or this matchup, it's going to be in the trenches. That's for sure. So we're going to take a look at the key matchups that we're going to be watching, the ones that can potentially make this game what it's going to be, that can kind of decide this game on Sunday. So we'll get to those matchups here as we continue on with our Locked On Rams, Locked On Saints crossover. Before we get to that, the Rams had, you know, a really special moment last year that they were able to help make, you know, they were able to get it to sparkle a little bit. So today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Blue Nile. So if you have a special occasion that you want to celebrate, that you want to make sparkle the same way that the Los Angeles Rams did last year, you can check out Blue Nile so that you can make those celebrations even more memorable. It's the original online jeweler, so that means that they have the largest selection of independently graded diamonds, as well as pieces that are priced significantly below traditional retailers. On top of that, you've also got 24/7 help on hand to make sure that you find the piece that you're looking for at the budget that you're looking to spend as well. So you can shop stress-free over at Blue Nile's 100% satisfaction guarantee. All Blue Nile orders are insured and they ship for free in discreet packaging. They also offer some shipping if you are in a rush as well. Let me tell you, if you're buying an engagement ring in a rush, pause. Take a pause. Anyway, make your moment sparkle with BlueNile.com. Go to BlueNile.com.
Good advice, by the way.
Yeah, right? Use the promo code Locked On to save $50 off of your next purchase of $500 or more. That's BlueNile.com/Locked On to save $50 on that purchase of $500 or more. BlueNile.com, promo code Locked On. And Travis, I don't know about you, man, but I don't really do the Black Friday thing. I don't
know. I'm a Cyber Monday dude.
100%. I would so much rather be at home in my Tommy John longwear, sitting in front of my computer, doing, you know, just jumping over the website and then getting it shipped here. Super duper comfortable. I don't need to be in those lines packed like sardine cans trying to buy a PS5. I'm all good. So I'm going to tell y'all how to be able to take advantage of that as well, because Tommy John, they have their Black Friday sale right now. You ain't even got to wait. You ain't even got to wait until you're trying to like wake up after the turkey dinner, all the other stuff. You can give the gift of comfort to someone else or yourself. Let's not forget yourself this holiday season with brand
one
new
for
Tommy
you,
John.
One for me.
That's exactly it. Brand new Tommy John underwear, longwear, and pajamas. Over 18 million pairs sold. 97% of women and men absolutely love getting the gift of Tommy John. So go and check them out today. You can shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale as it's going on right now. Get 30% off statewide. Travis, don't go away yet. We got to finish the episode. 30% off, though, statewide. I understand why you're excited. At TommyJohn.com/locked on.
Trying to stick my phone in real quick and do it.
That's
while
it, right? You just get in there. 30% off of everything right now at TommyJohn.com/lockedon. TommyJohn.com/lockedon. See site for details. All right, everybody, continuing on with this Locked On Rams, Locked On Saints crossover. What are the big matchups that are going to decide this matchup between two, let's face it, disappointing teams so far here in the 2022 NFL season? We appreciate you making Locked On Rams, Locked On Saints your first listen of the day. Don't forget for your second listen today to go and check out Locked On Sports Today. See, it's in the name for you to be able
I was
to
on
through.
A couple days ago. You should definitely go watch that one.
There you go. You're going to see Travis on there. You saw me there on Monday talk about how the Saints needed to get away from Andy Dalton. But hey, here we are on Thursday. So talk about Andy Dalton. I'm a little upset, but it's fine. And then, you know, much more that you can find over there, including why parody in the NFL is boring. It was a great conversation, actually, that a few folks had on the Wednesday episode. So go and check it out. You can find it on whatever app you're listening to us right now, on YouTube or whatever you use to get your podcast. All right, Travis, big matchup that you're watching that could potentially decide this game between the Saints and Rams.
Yeah, Ross, I think that I wish that there were a single matchup to say that if the Rams can win matchup X, they've got a really good chance of winning this game. And they just don't have that right now. Excuse me.
You're good.
They have so many problems right now. They have so many problems on the offensive side of the ball. We just talked about the offensive line a second ago. Mm-hmm. If the quarterback situation is still up in the air with the Rams. I expect Matthew Stafford to be back, but he's still not back. I thought he would play last week against Arizona, and he did not. I fully expect him to play, but until somebody says, hey, he's playing, who knows? Right. John Wolford was terrible under pressure. John Wolford was terrible when there wasn't a lot of pressure. I would like to see Bryce Perkins play a little bit more. And you know that things are going super great when you're excited to see the third string quarterback. That's always a very good sign for your football team. But that's where they are. And that's the point of the season that they find themselves in. I think that the matchup that I am most intrigued by, and I don't know if this will determine whether the Rams win the game or not, but like I was saying a minute ago, I think that they've moved on to the next chapter in this season, and that is, let's see what it is that we have. Somehow, some way, let's see whether or not Allen Robinson is just really having a hard time trying to adjust to a Sean McVay offense, or did they just get it flat wrong? That you need to figure out what that is. And I don't know if, because Cooper Kupp is gone, go at Allen Robinson almost to the point of it being ridiculous, almost to the point of like, we're going to make the thing. Think about the second half of the Super Bowl, Ross, when basically the Ram offense was Cooper Kupp, you just run down there somewhere and I'm going to throw it to you.
That's
what they did for most of the second half. And it worked. Let's run that back again. Only let's do it with Allen Robinson, because they need to figure out what that is. I was wrong, and I think I'm not the only one, but there are a lot of things about this team that I thought would be one thing that have been another. Nothing has been the other more than the acquisition of Allen Robinson. I thought he was going to thrive. The idea of coming from Chicago and Jacksonville, where he played with very average quarterbacks under very average head coaches, put him That's with Matthew Stafford, put him with Sean McVay, put him in a team that is very offensive oriented, and oh, by the way, put him opposite of Cooper Kupp.
Right.
Look out. Like here it comes. He's been dreadful, Ross. It hasn't just been that he hasn't been good. He's been non-existent to worse than that. The most catches he's had in a game is 5. He still hasn't had a 100-yard game. He's got 3 touchdowns. There is no way that this is what they thought that they were getting. So the matchup, I think, is let's see what we have in Allen Robinson. Go at him. Go at him again. Make him the focal point of your offense and try to figure out if there's something there that you can use moving forward.
Yeah. In the earlier conversation where we were talking about Cooper Kupp and where the Los Angeles Rams go, you know, early in the season or before the season began, if I would have asked that question, I think it would have been easy to say, oh, well, they just go to Allen Robinson.
Sure.
You know, but unfortunately, that's just not been the case for the Rams.
It's been a mystery, and I've watched every game, and I sit in the press box, and I watch him, and I will focus on him and just see what he's doing. And it's not that he's wide open and they don't throw him the ball. He's very rarely open. There's very little separation. The one play that seems to be a play that he does pretty well with, and the Rams have had limited success with because they just haven't had nearly enough opportunities, is the fade in the end zone. That's something that they've never really had be a part of their offensive game plan before. He does that very well. The problem is the Rams aren't down near the goal line nearly enough to take advantage of it.
Yeah, they got to be in a very specific situation to run a fade.
Amen.
For sure.
What about on the Saints side?
So for the Saints side, I'm looking in the trenches. For me, like this New Orleans Saints team, the defense has not been what you expect it to be. The offense has been far from what it was expected to be coming into this season. But one of the things that we saw last week was against the Pittsburgh Steelers in that loss was a pass rush that was way, way more active than what we have seen so far this season. I mean, they were winning at the line of scrimmage. They were getting back there. And there were certain cases to where Kenny Pickett would slip out and, you know, run away and get to the edge and things like that. And so there were a couple of sacks that they left on the table. You're not going to leave those sacks on the table against Wolford. You're not going to leave those sacks on the table against Stafford. If you get to those guys, you get to those guys. The trick is getting to those guys. But they did it last week. 25 pressures in that game, a season high for the team. 6 sacks in that game, also a season high for the team. And Travis, they got it from everywhere. They got it from Chris Harris Jr., blitzing from the nickel spot. They got it from the safety spot. They got it from the linebacker spot. They got it from the defensive line. They got it from everywhere on that defense, all 3 levels. And so I would expect them to continue to do that again. They haven't blitzed DeMario Davis a lot, but when they do, he has been absolutely outstanding. They're only blitzing about 4 times per game, 4 to 5 times per game. And he's already got his career high through 10 games of 6 sacks in a season.
Interesting.
So he's been highly efficient there. So they've been very selective about when they use him. This is a Los Angeles Rams team that maybe doesn't get to the red zone very often, maybe doesn't get to the goal line very often, but they do get in the third and longs pretty often. Mm-hmm. And that's something that the Saints are going to have to take advantage of. And I think that you're going to see them supplement the pass rush with the second level quite a bit in those long and late downs that have that appropriate, what they call D&D, but not Dungeons & Dragons down in distance to get them where they need to get them and force those points.
It's funny that you say that, because what the Rams have really struggled with is the fact that when they're not sending extra guys, that the opponents that the Rams have had this year are getting a ton of pressure on the quarterback, sending three and four guys. And so you're sending four guys and you've got another, you know, seven guys that are dropped in coverage. I don't care how good of a quarterback you are. Those windows get very, very small, very, very quickly. So, you know, if like any other team, if you can, the more pressure you can get with the few guys that you have to send, it's an opportunity there. You're talking about Chris Harris getting a couple of sacks out of that nickel spot here. You want to know how bad it's gone for the Rams so far this season?
Goodness, yes, please.
Jalen Ramsey is third on the team in sacks with two. You know how many sacks Jalen Ramsey has in his career?
Is two. It two now? Yeah.
So that is the level of pressure that the Rams are getting on the quarterbacks. That Jalen Ramsey is the second coming of Lawrence Taylor is not super exciting.
Gosh, yeah, that's another matchup that would be a lot of fun to watch too. Jalen Ramsey up against Chris Olave, the young rookie stud who's looked great. They'll have Jarvis Davis is a friend of ours. He hosts Locked On Sports Atlanta, by the way. Make sure you go check them out. Day ones, him and Tanisha, they're awesome. But Jarvis Landry, of course, who they got back last week. So, you know, the passing game is going to be a big one to watch. But I do think that, you know, when you're looking at over the Rams side, you're looking at whether or not Allen Robinson's able to get going and if the Saints can keep a lid on that too, because there's been a lot of get right games up against the New Orleans Saints. So don't want to let that happen.
And that is so funny to hear you say that, because the ultimate get right for the Rams was last week against Arizona, and I was holding on to this much hope that get to Arizona, get it. They beat them, I think it was 11 out of 12 times under Sean McVay. It was this incredibly lopsided thing, and they look like they looked against everybody else. So I don't know if a get right exists in the Rams universe. It's been tough, man, and especially on the heels of what took place last year. And there was real optimism coming into it. I know there's that
100%
backslide a little bit between, you know, the Super Bowl season and the season that comes after. But you usually don't turn around and win five games the next year. That's a little bit of a different
situation. That's more than a Super Bowl hangover. You're still drunk.
So we'll see. Super Bowl blackout.
That's exactly right. All right. Well, do the Los Angeles Rams get their stomach pumped against the New Orleans Saints? We will find that out this weekend. Before we take a look at our predictions for how this game will go, today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Bet Online. Right now, the New Orleans Saints actually favored in this game.
Don't say it like that.
by 4 points, -4 right now for the home team up against the Los Angeles Rams. Are they going to be able to get that win? Are they going to cover? Is it going to be a massive upset in this case? Depending upon how you feel, you might be in for some pretty good winnings over at BetOnline.
Take the under.
That's probably a good one.
I don't even know what it is at the moment, Ross, but I don't care if it's 10. You might want to go under.
It is a low under. It's only 39 points. We didn't even break 40, Travis. We didn't even break 40. So make sure y'all go and check out Bet Online. Yeah. Take the under. Take whatever you feel on those points.
Seven quarters. They're not getting to 39.
Yeah, for real. You can go check it out over at Bet Online, where the game starts. We appreciate y'all, as always, being here with us for another episode, our crossover Thursday, Locked On Saints, Locked On Rams. Travis Rogers here from Locked On Rams. What's your prediction for this game? It sounds like you're expecting a high-scoring one.
Yeah. First one of 50 wins, like the Chiefs and Rams a few years ago on Monday Night Football. That feels like 35 lifetimes ago, by the way.
Oh, man.
So my prediction is it is going to be a very low-scoring game. The Rams, it's at the risk of being a little bit repetitive here, the Rams offense has been bad all year long. They open the season against Buffalo. They get shut out in the second half. They only score 10 points in the game. That this was a in the moment, something you could chalk up to, hey, Buffalo is really good, et cetera, et cetera. And then it just kept happening over and over and over again. They've been shut out in the second half 4 times this year. This is a team that doesn't score a lot of points. Add in the one guy that was able to move the ball with you with Cooper Kupp. Matthew Stafford may or may not play. This is not a recipe to put a ton of offense up there. The Rams are the only team in the NFL that does not have a running back that has posted a 65 or more yard rushing game. Their most is Cam Akers, who capped out at 58 this season. So there are no weapons on offense. So this is the long way of getting to Ross, that I think if somebody can get to 17, they win the game. And I don't think that somebody is the Rams. They really have struggled to move the ball. They've really struggled to put points on the board. So add all this up, I think that they kind of hang around for a half. That opening drive that they put together is typically productive and can get them some points. But after that, it falls off very, very quickly. So I think it's a low scoring game. I'll say 17-10 Saints.
That's so funny. That's exactly my score prediction.
Is it really?
That is exactly my score prediction. 17-10. And like, I feel like the Saints can score 17 points, and I feel like they could be the team to win this against a Rams team that isn't as good as it has been. But let's face it, this New Orleans Saints team isn't as good as anyone expected either, especially the defense, right? The defense has been particularly disappointing. 22nd in terms of yards, total yards, when this is a top five scoring defense, or excuse me, 22nd in scoring when they've been a top five scoring defense. The Saints have a ton of trouble on the offensive side converting third downs. They converted 3 third downs last week. It was gross. And so like so I'm going to say it's 17-10, but whoever wins, right? Like if they win, they win. That's the way that I'm looking at it. If they lose, they lose. Like that's the way that I'm looking at this game. I do like the mentality that the Saints are using going into this game, which is, they're no longer looking at the division. They're no longer looking at the conference. They're no longer looking at the playoffs. They're not worried about any of that. They're just going game by game here. And so it's a little bit short, just a little bit shy of the evaluation period, right? That often breaks toward the end of the season. But I don't know if that's going to be enough. We'll have to see if that's going to be enough. But I'll tell you this. Andy Dalton will be the starter, but Taysom Hill will be the star of this New Orleans Saints offense. He is going to be featured quite a bit in this game because everything is going to be about going away from that interior, and nobody gets around the corner as well as Taysom Hill. And when Taysom Hill gets around that corner, you line him up with, you know, a second level guy, you line him up with a secondary player, a defensive back, he's usually going to win that battle. So as long as he can catch the edge, that's where guys like Leonard Floyd and all that come in. As long as he can catch the edge, though, he'll be the star of this game.
And it's funny that Taysom Hill, like you're describing him, the guy that can make a play, the guy that can get around the corner, the guy that can make something out of nothing. The Rams haven't had that guy all season long. They have two. They really have. And this is going to sound hyperbolic, and it's just true. They have two plays this year that make you, oh, that was pretty good. Two plays. Oof. They have a 75-yard touchdown to Cooper Kupp where he made a beautiful catch, and he did exactly what you said. He got around the corner, and he's gone. Touchdown, 75 yards. Mm-hmm. He also had a 60-yard touchdown against Tampa that was similar to that. It was about a 10- or 15-yard pass, and he kind of scooted through the middle, and there he goes. They do not have someone that can do what you just described with Taysom Hill, that person that can get the edge, and he's gone. They were, you know, whether it was Tutu Atwell that they drafted a couple of years ago who can fly, he's, speaking of two, he's touched the ball in his NFL career 2 times.
And Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah, and it's at some point you're like, okay, this is what it is. If they're going to score points, it's going to be long drives, methodical drives, you know, 10, 12, 15 play drives, because that guy around the corner like you're describing, he's simply, and especially with Cooper Kupp gone, not on this team.
Hard to find those guys. Hard to find those guys for sure. And especially when the stars are the ones that are dealing with the injuries. Obviously, the Saints have seen that too. But thankfully, they've got a couple of guys. I would say Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara for sure. But with the injuries on the offensive line, I say full steam ahead with the Tay train in this one. And just go, 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 go with this guy. QB power after QB power. I'm all about it. Travis.
Yes.
I don't know how this game is going to end. I really, really don't. But I'll tell you what.
Disappointment, sadness.
Despair, perhaps.
Yeah. Resignation.
But I'll tell you what, man. I'm so glad that we got to do this together. And then we got to do this crossover. And it's almost more entertaining this way. Like, I would love to be talking about two great teams, but it's almost more entertaining this way to talk about two teams that are Let's just call them desperate.
When all you have is gallows humor, then that's what's funny, right? And this has been a weird season. And it was last week that it's finally like, oh, okay, this is a wrap. And then when Kupp went down, it was a double wrap. But it's you know, when does camp open? When does the draft? Oh, that's right. We don't have a draft pick, even though the Lions may get two in the top five. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, Saints right now forfeiting a top four draft selection to the Philadelphia Eagles. We're 8-1 right now. So good for you, Philly. Good for you. A glass to you. All right, guys. We appreciate you so much for tuning in for another Locked On crossover Thursday. Locked On Saints and Locked On Rams. Travis Rogers. You can follow him on Twitter at Travis Rogers. Find him every Monday through Friday over at Locked On Rams, ESPN LA, pre-half and post over at the Los Angeles Rams as well. Myself, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA, Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints, Crescent City Sports, and that's pretty much it. So we got all of that for you, and we'll continue to cover this game, get you ready for it all throughout the rest of the week. We appreciate you for joining us and for making us your first listen of the day. For your second listen, make sure you go and check out Locked On Sports Today. Get beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with the local insight, the local experts that only Locked On can provide. Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast. Once again, for Travis Rogers, I'm Ross Jackson. Thank you so much for tuning in and for joining us here as a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.